I was in an annex to the blade shop, and I had about a dozen people working for me, you know, and we were making the what they called the stainless steel channels, which went to build the spar. But up in the main blade shop itself, I guess, you know, that's changed a bit now, but in those days, I suppose, there could have been 50 or 60 blokes working in there, just bonding the stainless steel channels together, and then bonding a tail blade on there, which was made from fiberglass. And yeah, there's a lot of blokes doing that. In the main blade shop, they were also doing the seeking at that time as well, which was an aluminium spar, which was a casting or an extrusion. And then the machine shop machined it to shape and size, and then it was transported up to the blade shop in order for them to bond the trailing edge on it, you know, which meant they had little brackets inside to keep what in those days was the aluminium skin on them. And then they changed to fiberglass skins. And then in, 1985, they opened the composites, which was, you know, going away, well, from metals practically altogether. And they used to use carbon fiber with resins there, thermal resins, you know. And we went into bonding the spars, and then we would make the trailing edge out of carbon fiber as well. And they were bonded onto the spar as well. And of course, you still had the metal attachment plates to fit them onto the helicopter.